verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
And we're back with you. This is Pastor Carson from Empowering Life Church. You can find us at www.elc-i4international.com. Soy el Pastor Carson Jeffries de Empowering Life Church. Ahí nos puedes encontrar en la red www.elc-a.com.
Hey, man, I'm trying real hard to do this, but anyways, I'm Ricky Vargas from Hearst. You can reach me at overflowwithglory@gmail.com.
Overflowwithglory?
Yes, yes.
At gmail.com.
682-234-2670. We're talking about praise and worship. And Pastor Carson was talking about how as we begin to worship the Lord and loving Him, we begin to experience His presence. Because God lives within His people. And so David was saying there about He has ordained in the mouths of babes and infants praise. And He's got a purpose. It's to silence the avenger.
And it says in Psalms 8, it says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth, who has set Thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast Thou ordained strength because of Thine enemies, that Thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger.
The enemy doesn't want us for us to open our mouths, Tina.
That's right.
Because there's power there. Instead of God giving us the revelation that if we open our mouth, we're going to silence the avenger, we don't. It's the other way around.
Amen.
That word silence means to paralyze. We go back into His camp and get back what He stole from us.
Lo que estaba diciendo el hermano Ricky es, voy a leer lo que dice Salmos 8, 1 y 2. Dice, oh Jehová, Señor nuestro, cuán glorioso es tu nombre en toda la tierra. Has puesto tu gloria sobre los cielos. De la boca de los niños y de los que maman, fundaste la fortaleza a causa de tus enemigos, para hacer callar el enemigo y al vengativo. Lo que el hermano estaba diciendo es de que eso cuando dice callar es paralizar. It's paralyzed,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Eso es para parar al enemigo de estorbar.
Amen.
Quitar del enemigo lo que robó de nosotros. You were saying, take back what he stole from
exactly.
us.
Exactly. The Bible says that in His presence there is fullness of joy. And one of the ways we always start out with praise, but we end up in worship. Because we enter that holy of holies.
Amen.
He doesn't want us to go there. He says, ask. It's to come with boldness and confidence. And as we begin to praise the Lord, we get into a place where we can experience His presence. Once you get there, you don't ask for nothing. You just love Him.
You just love on Him, and then when you feel that presence is sufficient.
Amen.
Because now it's like if you get there and it's Daddy hugging you.
That's right.
And He's holding you and He's taking care of you. Es lo que estaba diciendo el hermano, que cuando uno empieza a adorar y alabar al Señor, entra la presencia de Dios y es como nuestro papá que nos abraza y nos tiene ahí y nos tiene muy bien cuidado de nosotros.
Una cosa que me enseñó a mí el Señor, el hombre y la mujer, diferente. Miras más mujeres en la iglesia que el hombre. La mujer alza las manos y alaba al Señor. El hombre siempre se detiene. Entonces, esa es una cosa que el Señor va a quebrar.
Sí.
Va a traer liberación a su pueblo. I was saying that the man and the women in a church is totally different. Women dance and they worship the Lord and they pick up their hands. And man, the reason they're in this is pride.
Amen. That's true.
Yeah.
And some of them, not only pride, but they're embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're not there yet, because when I started, I would do this and look back. See, I was washing, I'm being honest. And then I would do a bit more, and then I'm free. And it's something that in here that you say, you know what, I'm free. I didn't care who was looking at me or what, and I would dance and jump up and down.
So it goes back to where the Spirit of the Lord is.
There's liberty, exactly.
Yes.
Amen.
So
that's
the Lord
it is, right?
Yes. He began to pull me out from my own bondage.
Amen.
And so I believe the Lord's bringing people out, even men and women.
You know, I see that a lot. You know, I've seen a lot more men today in church raising their hands.
Right.
And just go back and talk about what you're saying. Initially, when you didn't raise your hand, you kind of walked away empty.
Right.
I think so, too.
You know, you do. And then it got to the point that you raised a little bit, so you got a little bit of the... Little
That's
bit
right.
of the little bit of the blessing. You
yes,
got a little
yes.
bit in the bag.
That's right.
Then the next time you went back and you raised a little more, you go, and then finally the hand is up there and then you receive it.
Something yeah. that I believe that spoke to me. I believe it was God. When we raise up our hands, it's a form of surrender.
That's what it is.
It is.
If you look in the natural, there was this cop on TV, Beretta.
Yep.
Now you're dating yourself.
He would always say, freeze your turkey, right?
Yep.
There's the heat. You will pick up your hands as a form of surrender to authority.
That's a good analogy.
And so
that's what it is.
The cops do that. When I got thrown in jail, they said, pick up your hands now, put them behind your head, and get on your knees. You're surrendering to authority. And the enemy fights us in our mind. Let me give you an example. Nicodemus, when he began to yell out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. The disciples, the crowds were telling him to be quiet. But the more they told him, the more he pushed and the more he yelled at, Son of David, have mercy on me. There's a purpose why the enemy wanted to shut his mouth, because his eyes were going to be open.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing he seen was the glory of God, Jesus Christ. And so he wants to shut our mouth. He said that the kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violence taken by force. And so that's something that I believe that the Lord is going to break in the body of Christ.
You know, brother, if you don't mind, I want to ask you something, because the Lord's laying something on my heart. You said something that when you went to prison, and the reason I'm saying this is because there's people out there who need to hear this. You said the officer said, put your hands up behind your head and put your knees, get on your knees. Now, the world was taking something from you, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Because you were trying to follow the world.
Amen.
But you see, the difference is now when we come and we praise Jesus, you're no longer having to... You know, in humility, we're there before him.
Right.
But you're not going to a prison. You're not going to jail.
You're going to receive actually.
Hey,
yes. There you go.
Hallelujah. Could you share that in Spanish, brother?
Cuando yo me andaba en el mundo... En el contrabando de las drogas, ahí me encerraron, ¿verdad? Y me dijo a mí el oficial o el policía que me detuvo, me dijo, alza tus manos al cielo, no te muevas, pones atrás de tu cabeza y cae de rodillas. Entonces, uno se tiene que someter a la autoridad. Así es igual con la alabanza al Señor. Cuando uno alza las manos al cielo, está indicando que uno se ha sometido al Espíritu de Dios. Y cuando uno hace eso, Él viene y te ministra a tu necesidad. Y tu más grande necesidad es la presencia de Dios.
Amen.
The Bible says that in Him we live and move and have our existence.
And we have our being. Amen. You know, I feel the Lord just here talking about, let's talk a little bit why we should praise Him. And the psalm that He gave me is this. The Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
I shall not want.
Yes.
So we need to praise Him because He's my shepherd.
That's right.
You know, what does a shepherd do? They protect the sheep, to take care of them,
yes.
to guide them.
Leads
so
the
He's
way.
My shepherd. I shall never be in want of anything if I'm there where that shepherd's at.
That's right.
And then He said, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. I need to praise Him for that.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
Yes.
Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I'm going to have all of these things.
His nourishment.
Amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil,
Amen.
For the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want.
Yes.
Woo, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over.
Amen.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's why we should praise Him.
Yes.
I'm going to read this in Spanish. ¿Por qué debemos alabar al Señor? La palabra de Dios nos dice en Salmos 23. Jehová es mi pastor. Nada me faltará. En lugares de delicados pastos me hará descansar. Junto a aguas de reposo me pastoreará. Confortará mi alma. Me guiará por sendas de justicia por amor de su nombre. Porque Jehová mi pastor es y nada me faltará. Aunque ande en valle de sombra de muerte, no temeré mal alguno, porque tú estarás conmigo. Tu vara y tu cayado me infundirán aliento, porque Jehová mi pastor es, nada me faltará. Aderezas mesa delante de mí en presencia de mis angustiadores. Unges mi cabeza con aceite, mi copa está rebosando. Ciertamente el bien y la misericordia me seguirán todos los días de mi vida, y en la casa de Jehová moraré por largos días. What do you say to that, brother?
That's
amen.
Powerful. You know,
yes.
One of the things that I give God praise for every morning is my salvation.
Yeah.
Todo el tiempo.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
A mi Dios, gracias por mi salvación. And the second thing that I do. It's for my health. And then my
amen.
Family.
Amen.
But one of the greatest things that He's given us besides salvation is the Holy Spirit.
Praise the Lord.
Porque sin el Espíritu Santo no podemos hacer la obra, Señor. Because without the Holy Spirit, we can't do His work.
Okay. You touch something, the Holy Spirit. El hermano está hablando del Espíritu Santo. Well, let's talk about how we can get that Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
It's not something that just comes, you know, we get that Holy Spirit. First of all, we have to recognize that we need a Savior.
Yes.
We need somebody to save us.
Right.
And that person is Jesus Christ.
Right. And it doesn't come in installments.
It doesn't come in installments, sister. You can't go buy it at the store, right?
That's right.
So we have to, it goes back to, we have to be humble and say, Lord Jesus, I need you. And it doesn't matter where you are tonight. You might say in your life, you know, I've done way too much. You know, God's not going to want me. But yes, He loves you. That's why it says, the Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
That's you know, right. you have to come to that place of acknowledgement that I need you, Jesus. And once we accept Him as Lord and Savior, then we get that Holy Spirit.
That's right.
One of the first thing that comes out when you get saved, the very first thing, spirit of adoption. And immediately that spirit of adoption bears witness that you're a son of God and you're saved.
Amen.
That's
amen.
It comes and you know that when a person gets saved, Pastor Carson and Tina, the Lord has taught me this. The first thing that we do is give Him praise.
Amen.
It doesn't matter if you're a baby Christian. When you really get saved, you're going to thank God for that because you know in your heart you're a different person.
Mm-hmm. Amen. You know, you just touched something, brother. You remember the guy that was living in the tomb? You remember there was this guy in there? And the Bible says the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, right? Now, here's this guy living in a tomb. He's destroying himself because he's cutting himself.
Mm.
You know, he was about to kill him because he was already living with the dead.
Mm.
And he had stole from this man. He couldn't live with his family anymore. Mm. Well, you see, sometimes in our lives, we may be at that point. But you see, all of a sudden, Jesus showed up on the scene. And when Jesus showed up, those demons didn't have a choice but to go,
right.
Son of God.
Exactly.
And when Jesus showed up there, that man who was living with the dead, the Bible said he was naked. He was away from his family. When the master showed up, he regained everything back that he had lost.
Amen.
And then the Bible said, Jesus cast out the demons, And when the city came out, they found the man clothed in his right mind,
right.
Praising God.
Wow.
Exactly.
Amen. You know?
Amen.
Déjame decir esto en español. La palabra de Dios nos enseña que había un hombre. A lo mejor tú dices que tú has pecado mucho y no puedes. Y es cierto, todos somos pecadores, pero la palabra de Dios dice que la dádiva de Dios nos da vida eterna. Había un hombre que cuando Jesús caminó en la tierra, él estaba viviendo dentro de las tumbas, en el sepulcro. La palabra de Dios dice que el enemigo, Satanás, viene para matar, robar y destruir.
Amen.
Ese pobre hombre estaba viviendo en el sepulcro. Estaba viviendo con los muertos. Satanás lo quería matar. Lo estaba destruyendo porque se estaba cortando solo. Lo había robado de él su familia. Pero cuando llegó el Maestro Jesucristo, los demonios se tuvieron que sujetar debajo de él. Jesús los echó fuera. Y luego la palabra dice que cuando llegó al pueblo, encontraron al hombre bueno y sano y vestido, alabando a Dios. Ese mismo Jesús está aquí hoy y puede tocar tu vida, no importa donde tú andes.
Amen, that's right. There's another man in Acts chapter 3 that he had he could walk. He says that he got healed. Peter and John were there, he got healed, and he entered the temple.
Ooh.
Praising God.
Ooh, hallelujah.
And they threw him
leaping.
Out. Yes, he was leaping.
And
he
praising.
Yes, like a tear coming out of the stall.
You know, see, the thing is, when Jesus comes into your life and you really, really have that spirit in there, you're going to want to praise him.
That's right.
You know, you don't have a choice.
There's a leaping in your
it's
spirit.
It's overdrive.
Yes.
It's overdrive. You want to praise. You want to get up. You want to yell hallelujah, shout, you know.
Tina was walking on her knees last night and praising God.
Amen.
That's right, I was.
Yep.
And praise is every day and all times. I was listening to Pastor Chuck Smith the other day. Praise is not just a certain time. Sometimes we think praise is only at the church. No.
It's a continual thing.
It's a continual thing. You should praise him. It's just like the, you know, what would happen to your car if you didn't put gas in it?
That's
keep
right.
it filled.
Oh, he's worthy,
Seize
Pastor.
You know, eventually you're going to stop.
That's right.
You know?
He's worthy of all praise.
He's worthy of all praise. So
yes.
We continually have to have that praise because, you know, one thing I learned is when you start praising the Lord, see, your mindset changes. And then you're so focused on the Lord, you ain't got time to think about all this other stuff.
Yeah. It's all secondary.
It's all secondary. And when you start praising the Lord, the enemy don't like it. He can't take it. He's got to leave.
Yep.
You know? Cuando uno empieza alabando al Señor, el enemigo se tiene que huir porque el enemigo no puede estar donde uno está alabando al Señor. Y cuando uno alaba al Señor, tu mente cambia en las cosas de Dios.
Right. And you know, he hates us because he used to be the praise leader.
Yeah, he used to be.
He used to be. And so now we have that privilege to worship the true God of Israel. When he don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we begin to worship and praise God, he tries to shut us up.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to press on like blind Bartimaeus. We got to continue to push forward.
We got to continue.
We you sure know. Do.
Something else that the Lord has been really stirring up in me in the last couple of weeks, sister, is this. That we have to take him at his word.
Yes.
If we would just take his word as it is and accept it and go with it.
Believe it and go for it.
And believe it with it. Things
digest
would be so different.
It. We need to just digest that.
We got to take it.
Yeah.
But we get there sometimes and we read it and then we, well, I'm not quite sure I like that one, so I'll move over here.
Yes.
But we don't want to understand. Sometimes I think we just don't want to understand what he's trying to take us to. But like he said, you know, he said, Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. He said, why can you not just accept that?
Right.
Believe it in faith and receive it.
That's right.
You know, you touched on it. I mean, the young man, you told him, go get a guitar. And you know, most kids, okay. The brother said, go get a guitar. He's a man of God. I'm going to get a guitar.
Yes.
But we adults, at times, somebody say, go get a guitar, and you look at the guy funny like, well, I can't even carry a tune in a bucket.
Right.
But he didn't say that. He said, go get a guitar.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, when the Lord touched
me.
The
same thing that happened with that lady, he said, go borrow some vessels. Don't borrow a few, borrow many.
Many, yeah.
And she went, and she got them.
Yeah.
And the Lord supplied.
What would have happened if you only brought a few?
Well, she'd
only got a little bit.
Exactly.
That's right.
You know, I mean, the fact of life, look at Peter. When Jesus told Peter, cast your nets down on the other side. What did Peter do? He cast one net.
Yeah.
He got one net full.
Right.
But had he cast nets, he'd have got nets full.
He would have reaped.
You know, same thing in our lives. You know, when the Lord tells us, you know, el Señor me ha estado tratando de que tenemos que nosotros confiar en su palabra. Debemos agarrar su palabra así como viene y confiar en él y vamos a ver la gloria del Señor.
Well, the Virgin Mary said this. Be unto me according to your word. At first, she didn't understand the word. But she came in agreement with the word and she received it. She didn't fight it.
She didn't fight it.
She just received it. He said, okay. And he said, here's your hand, maid servant, do whatever you want.
Neither did Joseph. He had to have a lot of faith, didn't he?
Exactly. Right.
When the Lord came in and talked to him, he said, okay.
Yes.
You know? And that's the faith what he's looking for as a child.
Right.
Yes.
As a child, you know? And if we as children, you know, just accept him, you know, and do as he said. You know, I remember my boys when they were small. They'd get up on the roof, and if I said jump off in my arms, they just jumped off. They trusted daddy's going to catch
them.
You know, so in the same thing, if the Lord says, ask and you're going to receive, ask in faith, then we ought to.
That's absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
We ought to ask.
Well, we want to ask you to now take note of our website so that you can actually tune in and listen to some of our old shows that we have posted up there and click on the radio hosts tab so that you can see who we've been speaking with this evening. Be sure to go to church this morning, everybody. If you don't have a church, we have plenty of churches in this DFW Metroplex.
Plenty of churches.
Lots of them.
We have Irving Bible Church. I attend Irving Bible Church.
Amen.
And Empowering Life, Pastor Carson's church on Sunday. His service is at what time?
Well, the English service is at 10 in the morning, and the Spanish is at 1:30 p.m.
All right. And we have Minister Vargas's church.
Riverwalk Fellowship.
Yes.
Pastor Steve Solomon.
And 10:30 is that service as well. So thank you so much for joining us this evening, Crystal the Rock. You can find us every Saturday night here on 100.7 FM from 10:30 until 1 p.m. So see you next Saturday night. God bless.
Bless you. Bye.